For he is Lord, he is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Come on. What a mighty, mighty, awesome, great, powerful, majestic God we serve. There is no God like our God, and there is no God but our God. He told us, he said, I'm God. And beside me, guess what? There is none other. I'm motivated. I'm pushed. I'm stirred. There's a fire lit under me to go after God, to pursue him. Why? Because I need too much. Whenever you need something from God, you have to fight. Amen. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You have to, you know, press hold to eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. Does that make sense? So these are things that you have to do when you recognize that there's a war and there is indeed a fight going on. Isn't that right? And there is a fight going on. And I told you that the reason the enemy is fighting you and coming after you is because of who you are. Because of the anointing that rests upon your life, because you are powerful. That's why he said, put on the whole armor of God. The question I want to ask you is, how dressed are you? You know, whenever you get dressed, you got the dress for the weather. Hallelujah. If it's wintertime, you don't wear summer clothes if you're in your right mind. And if it's summertime, you don't wear winter clothes and you don't wear a raincoat. All right. You dress for the battle. And that's what's wrong with us, the body of Christ as a whole, is that we're not dressed spiritually for warfare. God is not responsible for what's happening to your children. God is not responsible for what's happening to your body. God is not responsible for what's happening to your mama, your daddy, and those in your family. Guess who's responsible for it? The church is. And guess why? Because of our ignorance, my people are destroyed. Hosea 4:6, because of a lack of knowledge. And it's us who's responsible. Things that are happening in our life don't have to happen, but they're happening for one reason and one reason alone. Because we won't get ourselves in prayer. We will not pray. We will not intercede. We will not do the necessary homework that we need to do to be able to fight principalities. You understand? The Bible declares, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. That's plural. You understand? That's plural. They're principalities. So guess what that means? You can't fight these demons alone. You can't stand alone. You're not anointed enough to handle these things alone. That's why you need to be a part of the church. That's why you need to be a part of a community. That's why you can't be alone. Even God said, let us make man. All right. God is a God of plurality. That word Elohim, us, is plural. All right. You got to understand that. So even God is a God that understands that. But here it is. We in the body of Christ don't understand that we're dealing with powers, that we're dealing with rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. These things rule. They rule political scenes. They rule financial scenes. They rule social scenes in the world and in the church. And it is these principalities and powers and strongholds. Excuse me for 1 minute. It is these principalities and powers and strongholds that are responsible for tragedies. They're responsible for disasters. They're the ones responsible. They're the one responsible for what happened with COVID-19. That was a principality and a power. They're the ones responsible for what's going on in your bloodline. These are principalities and powers. They are responsible for the warfare that you're up against, the attacks that you are experiencing. These are principalities and power. What is it that keeps you out of church, that keeps you from being motivated? Every time it's time to go to church, you get tired. Every time you're getting ready to get focused, so you're on fire, something comes up. You got to recognize it's spiritual. It doesn't happen before you go to the football game or the basketball game or before you go to work. But every time you get ready to go to church, there's an attack. Why? because they understand spiritual things. But they are the ones responsible for the things you're going through. And we're the only one that have the power to destroy it. We're the only one that have the power to come against principalities and powers. But as I prayed this morning, we're not coming against it because we are veiled. We can't see. We don't understand. We're not dressed well enough. And that's why we got to wrestle. The Bible says, for we wrestle not. We do wrestle. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We're wrestling, but what we are fighting against is unseen beings, personalities. You're fighting against bombarding thoughts that affect your mind, mentally, emotionally, physically, always on your case. Because the assignment of the enemy is for you to serve God without a testimony. Prophet Khan, you are talking. I need you to understand why we're praying. I'm trying to put fire under you so you stop being lazy when it's time to pray and stop being lazy when it's time to intercede. The desire of the enemy is for you to serve God without a testimony, shouting and dancing, but don't have no testimony. Are you listening to me? You are here saying you saved, but nothing to show for it. That's what the enemy wants to do. Dance, shout, scream, run all over the church, but don't have a testimony. The devil is a liar. There are conspiracies that are going on that don't want you to be married, don't want you to be happy, don't want you to be fulfilled. And if you don't become spiritual, the enemy is going to get you. That's why prayer is necessary. That's why we intercede the way we do. Because I recognize there is a war going on. There is an agenda against my destiny, against my future. And whenever you begin to pray, the Bible declares that Daniel had some issues, but he started praying. And the minute he began to pray, guess what happened? The veil got lifted. The minute he started praying, the veil got lifted. Who is the veil in your life? What is the veil in your life? You got to have discernment to recognize people who've been planted by the enemy. People who've been planted to stop you from seeing. And when Daniel prayed, God told him, I heard you the first day. But there was two princes. And see, this thing was spiritual because he had one ruler who was King Darius. But there was another ruler called the Prince of Persia. So he had to deal with two principalities. One was natural and one was spiritual. All I'm trying to tell you is there are powers that are working behind the scenes that are hindering you. But until Daniel fasted, he didn't recognize he was dealing with a principality. Darius was not in charge. The Prince of Persia was. You missed it. There was King Darius. But King Darius was not the person who was stopping him. The Prince of Persia was. Even after the Prince of Persia, the Bible declares that the Prince of Greece was coming. So I'm trying to get you to understand that there are unseen rulers and there are natural rulers. There are unseen rulers and there are natural rulers. Let's say it again. There are unseen rulers and there are natural rulers. There's a natural ruler that you're fighting at your job, but there's a spirit behind that boss. There's a spirit behind your husband. There's a spirit behind whatever that thing that's stopping you. And the only way these things are going to be recognized is you got to get yourself in prayer so you can recognize what you are fighting against. There is a war going on. But it's not against flesh and blood. This war is not natural. You cannot fight this with a BB gun. You cannot fight this in your flesh ready to fight somebody. You're going to have to become spiritual and recognize what you are coming against. That's why we are in consistent prayer. That's why we are in consistent intercession. That's why We're giving ourselves to fasting and praying and beating the devil down every morning at 6 and every day at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Why is not one day enough? Why is not 2 days enough? Because the devil ain't messing with you one day. He's still after you. That's why we come to church. That's why we pray together. You cannot do it by yourself. It is power in agreement. It is power in unity. It is power in coming together. So when we clap our hands and we intercede and we pray, hey, we are breaking stuff up. We are commanding a release. We are commanding a turnaround. We are commanding a shift. Am I making sense? If you don't understand that, I'm telling you, the devil gonna get you. The devil gonna have you right here shouting and dancing and screaming, and you don't even recognize what's going on. But the devil is a liar. So we're decreeing today an immediate transfer. Because, hey, you believe in God for some breakthrough. You believe in God for your $500 seed. Hallelujah. For the 1st of January, watch night. So we're decreeing an immediate transfer. According to Isaiah 45 and 3, didn't he say there are treasures in darkness? So we are decreeing an immediate transfer. Hey, raise your right hands in the name of Jesus. I command an immediate transfer of wealth into my account. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I thank you that I understand that it is the sinner who has the wealth. But I thank you today that that money is coming to me now. I command an immediate transfer of wealth, an immediate transfer of power, an immediate transfer of resources, of influence from the treasures of darkness into my bank account so that I can advance the purposes of the kingdom. Father, it is impossible for me to do what you've called me to do without resources, without money, without influence. So, Father, I thank you today that as I lift my voice and I pray, I command an immediate transfer into my account, into my friend's account, into the member's account, into individual's account. I thank you that you are blessing people to be a blessing to me. Hey. I thank you that you are causing men to give unto my bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. I command a divine transfer. I command a divine immediate transfer. I thank you that whatever has been on hold is being released right now. And I thank you that money is coming into KCC Charlotte. Money and influence and resources is coming to KCC Jacksonville. And money and resources and influence is coming to KCC Houston. I thank you for influence. Hey, Malabasha. Hey, Mandelekita. Le talamanda, robolobo sutoleme, le mandili kiala dalahaya, lanzuri vi kivola, vam deve viasha, jenka nana makuza, zili anda laba, lobobobo hosha, yendele lebeka taya, yankele mando, ulalalaba, yandele bele kikatalabansia, undininini kika. Hey, I command a transfer. I command a divine transfer. I command a supernatural transfer into my account, into my bank account. I thank you that a transfer is taking place now. I thank you that whatever's been on hold is being released. Whatever's been held up is being released. I command the release. I command the release. I command the release into my account now. I command the release into my account now. Hey, shata leba shuma le mandele beko dala hazia zivundili mi kitaya robolobo hokondele me ataya le kandili mi andololobo sha rebendele me le kazia zibandolo hobaya vamvele vele dele bianza tuni mi kikoba brikalili mi krisi mi undolo okamushna le keme le kamaha kashara landili anzoya zantalobo okobo oko Akabansha, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for a divine transfer. I command money that is in the hands of the wicked to switch hands. I command it to switch hands. I command it to switch hands. I command it to switch hands from the hand of the drug dealer, from the hand of the liar, from the hand of the deceitful one. And I command that money to come into my hands so that I can advance the kingdom, so that we can build churches, so that we can build hospitals, so that we can build communities, so that we can build cities. I command an increase. I command hidden treasures of darkness to be released unto me now. I command hidden treasures of influence, hidden treasures of favor in every realm, in the political realm, in the spiritual realm, in the religious realm, in the philosophical realm. I thank you today that there shall be a release and a transfer, a divine transfer, a supernatural transfer, an uncommon transfer. Hey, 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 hey. Shetaba, landelebekoba, mankanini mikia, lelele andalobaho, robiasha, lekandili mikikosa, vundili mie, yendelebe ekobo, mukonuni mikikala, lamandili azo, lulolobon surimi, likimini mikikande, andili mia, andili mi andaloho, ukunini mikita, he, shata, hey, mikandele ma, mundo lohoba, vanki vivi vieze, zeva dohosha, shatana manzo, zukumu ukumine, lekeleme, 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 lukumuni mikikanda, landili mi azaya, zundolo otaya, in the name of Jesus. We are praying today against every negative word that has been spoken against you. Every negative word that has been spoken against you. Every negative word. My God, those words must fall to the ground and die. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every negative word spoken against my life, I cancel it. Now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Hallelujah. Our scripture is Isaiah 54:17 for that scripture. Isaiah 54:17. But let's pray our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that according to your word, every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. You've commanded us to condemn it. And in the name of Jesus, I condemn every negative word spoken against my life, spoken against my family, spoken against my inheritance, spoken against my finances, spoken against my destiny, spoken against my future. I thank you that every negative word falls to the ground and die. I cancel those words. I command those words to be powerless. I command every carrier of that word to be terminated in the name of Jesus. I command every negative word to be canceled, to be negated, to be destroyed, to be dismantled in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you today that as I lift my voice and pray, every negative word spoken against KCC, every negative word spoken against every pastor in KCC, every woman in KCC, every man in KCC, every child in KCC, I thank you that every negative word spoken by those, spoken alabasha, spoken against those who are under this anointing, who are on this call, I command those negative words to die. I command those words to fall off of them now. Fall off of their money. Fall off of their bodies. Fall off of their mind. Fall off of their emotions. I command every negative word spoken against their lives to be canceled. I come against every wrong prayer. I come against curses. I come against hexes, vexes, enchantments, word curses, mind control, witchcraft. The Lord rebuke you. And in the name of Jesus, I overturn every negative word. I overturn, I overturn, I overturn, I overturn every negative word. I overturn every wrong prayer against America, against Florida, against D.C., Le Shaba, Lumandele Kia, against Washington, D.C., against Tennessee, against Texas, against Florida, against North Carolina, against South Carolina. I thank you that every negative word, hey, 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 I thank you. Hey, Basha. Hey, Mikandele. Limandala Hayala Hatata. Handele Maladolo Hosea. I thank you that every negative word is cancer. Every negative word is uprooted. Every negative word that is taking a root, I command those words to be uprooted. I command those words to die. I command every negative word spoken against me, spoken against my life, spoken against KCC. I command those words to fall on deaf ears now in the name of Jesus. Father, if they speak again, may their tongue cleave to the roof of their mouth. I cancel every negative word. You promised me when I was a child, whatever I speak, you will back it up. Father, vindicate me. Father, do you not see the cries of your people? Do you not hear the cries of your people? Do you not see the things that we are dealing with? In the name of Jesus, may every negative word, every word curse fall to the ground and die. I cancel it. I overturn it. I break its power. I command those words to be broken into pieces. I dismantle it. Hey, 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 be broken. Be broken. Be broken into pieces. Be broken into pieces. Be broken into pieces. I overturn every negative word spoken against our president, Joe Biden, spoken against our vice president, Kamala Harris, spoken against governors, spoken against mayors, spoken against fire chiefs and chief of police. In the name of Jesus, you have commanded us to pray for those in authority. So we lift up those in authority and command every word curse spoken against them fall to the ground and die. Fall to the ground and die. I command every negative word that was spoken by a witch, that was spoken by a diviner, that was spoken by a wizard, by a warlock, by a medium. I command those words to fall to the ground and die. I said die. I said, die. What are you waiting on? I command those words to die. Come on, lift your voice. Open your mouth. Cancel those words. Dismantle those words. Remove those words. Command those words to die. Command every wrong prayer to die. I terminate it. I reverse 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 it. I command your negative words to boomerang. I said boomerang. I said boomerang. Hey, 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 shut up. Handele me, likandele me under lohoba, rabasukulelele beche. In the name of Jesus, urabashata, handala basotole me, yankare me kikonkolo mokuda la hazia. My God, Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the evil workers of iniquity, for they will soon, oh yes, they will soon be cut off. We are believing God that every individual who is an evildoer in our life, every evildoer who is an evil, hallelujah, that is an evildoer at our church, in our families, we are decreeing they will be cut off. I said they will be cut off. Yeah. I said they will be cut off. Mandala kidala hazaya. Zulondele me ekala mandala kudala hazia. Milendele bededi alahashna. Lift your voice. Say in the name of Jesus. Every evildoer against my life, against my family, against my church, in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God, it is written, they will soon cut off. We command, cut off. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, I appeal to you. You are the God of vengeance. You are the God who said, vengeance is yours, and you will repay. Father, I put my life in your hands, and you've commanded me not to retaliate. You've commanded me not to take revenge, but you've commanded me, Lord, to leave it to you. You are the God of justice. You are the God of vengeance. Huh? And in the name of Jesus, as I lift my voice and I pray, I thank you that every individual who is planning evil against me, evil against KCC, evil against my life, evil against my future, evil against my son, evil against my daughter, evil against my mother and my father. As I pray today, I thank you that they're being cut off. I command them to be cut off. Hey, Balabashaka. I said cut off. I cut off. I cut off, I cut off, I cut off, I cut off, I cut off their movements. I cut off their motives and their agendas. I cut off their life. Hey, Bele Bondele Kidala Hazia. Father, according to Psalm 37, I command them to be cut off. Remove them, remove them, remove them, remove them, remove them. However you got to do it, remove them. However you see fit to do it, remove them. However you got to deal with them, do it according to your word, according to your promise. Hey, Balabasha. Hey, Mikandeleme. Hey, Minonomo Sotolobokuta. Do it according to your word, according to your justice, according to your vengeance. I thank you that every evildoer who is planning evil against America, who is plotting evil against this nation, against Florida, against North Carolina, against Texas, against Georgia, against Alabama, against Tennessee, against Massachusetts, against New York, against Rhode Island, against California, against Oregon and Maine and Mississippi. Father, today, as I pray, I thank you that every evil plan and every individual who is planning evil against the saints, against those who are on this phone, I declare that before this week is out, we will see them cut off. We will see them cut off. We will see them cut off. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them out of our lives. Cut them out of our circles. Cut them out. Cut them off. Cut them off. Every individual who is planning evil, I command you to be cut off. Every individual who is devising a plan and planning a conspiracy, a plot, and an evil scheme against my life, I command you to be cut off. Hey, 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 hey. I said cut off. Monday. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. They are being cut off in the name of Jesus. I obtain in my hand a weapon. I obtain a sword in my hand and I cut off every yoke. I cut off every connection. I cut it off. I cut it off. I cut it off. I cut it off. I cut it off in the name of Jesus. Obo Shaba, Obo Shaba, Obo Shababasha, Shebo Obo Shadabashata, Shatarabakasi Kandalabaho, Mundele Bededi Aladandalakia. One more prayer. Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. We are thanking God for divine solutions. We are commanding divine solutions to every problem in our life. That God's going to give us divine solutions. Uncommon solutions. Hey! Milendele kedala kakatala bakundala adidi osa. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for divine solutions. Now, manifest. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, Father, you've given us ideas concerning businesses. You've given us ideas concerning what to do and how to do it. But we cannot do it without your direction. So today as we lift our voice and we pray, we thank you for divine solution. Show me how to pastor. Show me how to lead your people. Show me how to be your preacher, how to be your prophet, how to be your man of God, how to be your leader to the nation. Father, I need divine solutions to problems in my life, to the problems problems of KCC, to the problems of my business, to the problems in my family. Father, I thank you for divine solution. Show me how to move. Show me how to navigate. Show me how to maneuver. Show me how to talk. Show me how to lead. Show me how to operate and do what you've called me to do. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Hey, melebe kolaba. Hey, milalanda lakaya. Thank God for divine solution. I command divine solution. I decree divine solution. Hina, minamo, muninimiye, minereman zakala mandolo kotaya. Give unto our governors divine solution to the crime that is going on in our countries. Grant unto us mayors, grant unto us leaders, grant unto us pastors divine solution to the murder, to the suicide. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you give KCC a solution to the problems in our cities. Father, we know that we're called to prayer, but I thank you for practical solutions. I thank you for uncommon solutions. I thank you for solutions that amaze doctors, that amaze lawyers. I thank you for solutions that amaze government. Give us political solutions. Give us spiritual solutions. Give us gebe, baku, muku, nine, lelendele me andala zaya. Give us financial solution to every problem. Give us economical solution. Speak to us in our dreams. Speak to us in vision. Give unto us solution on how to grow our business. Grant unto us solution on how to grow KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Houston. Father, give us solutions on how to draw more men, on how to draw more women, on how to draw more marriages, on how to draw. You said that if we lift you up, you would do the drawing. Grant unto us solutions. I command divine solutions. I thank you for placing people in our life with solutions. Father, I welcome individuals in my life with divine solution. I eliminate problems and I welcome solution. I command problems to be cut off and I thank you for divine solution in the name of Jesus. Yes, solutions are coming. Solutions are here. You can't be stopped. Hold up, Ashande. If you could only see the things that were taking place for you in the spirit when you prayed, you would pray harder. You would not stop when I stop, but when I hang up, you would continue to pray. I pray that you have made it your business to continue daily in prayer. I know that divine solutions are your portions. I know that you're going to hear good news today and tomorrow. I know that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. But I have a fire lit up in my soul for the breakthrough and the change and the turnaround that's about to hit your life, that's going to blow your mind. We got service tonight in Jacksonville. Hell yeah, 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 yeah. And it's going to be powerful. I'm excited. It was awesome in Charlotte. It was awesome in Houston. And my God, I can't wait to talk about it tonight in Jacksonville. It's going to be powerful. And I'm encouraging everybody, man, woman, boy, and girl, get your mama there. Get your sister there. Get your brother there. Tell them to get there tonight. Because God's going to deal with some family issues, some emotional scars. Every person need to be there tonight to receive what God has for us. Amen. If you travel out of town, come to church while I'm in the city. Hallelujah. But I look forward to seeing you tonight in Jacksonville for a move of the Holy Ghost. It's going to be powerful. God's going to speak and all kind of walls are just going to begin to break down as God does what he does in our midst. You are healed today. You are favored. Can't nobody stop you. That's why they don't like you, because you refuse to die. Breakthrough is coming to you today. You are blessed. You're anointed. I'll see you tonight in Jacksonville. But if I don't see you in Jacksonville tonight, I'll see you in the morning while we call on the name of the Lord. Believe God for the miraculous and for change and for turnaround. And guess what? Your $500 is coming. You hear me? You got $500 on the way because you're going to sow it on January the 1st. And I will be releasing the word of the Lord to your life. for the whole year. You can't afford to miss it. Ha! Balabasha. Ha! Mekandele kidala hazia. Are you listening to me? You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. I'll see you tonight in Jacksonville, or I'll see you in the morning for prayer. But I'm excited because this is getting ready to be the best season of your life. More grace.